USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tuesday marks day two of Senate confirmation hearings for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz questions her view of critical race theory, which he says is taught in a private Washington school where she serves as a board member.
It is an academic theory that is about the ways in which race interacts with various institutions. It doesn't come up in my work as a judge. It's never something that I've studied or relied on, and it wouldn't be something that I would rely on if I was on the Supreme Court.
A chief spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin isn't ruling out the country's use of nuclear weapons. Speaking to CNN, the spokesman saying an existential threat to Russia could cause it to use nuclear weapons. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The amount of money you're earning is not keeping up with the rate of inflation. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of gasoline and rent. According to a new analysis by the Urban Institute, by January, rents in the average metropolitan area had increased 15% over the prior year. Hourly wages only rose about 5% over that same time frame.
General Motors is announcing another recall. Over 740,000 GM Terrain vehicles made between 2010 and 2017 are being recalled due to a headlight issue. The headlight beams can be too bright and cause glare for oncoming drivers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says reflections on the headlight housing are to blame for the brightness. Owners should begin to receive recall notices in late April. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As the national average for the price of regular gasoline remains over $4.20 a gallon, the Biden administration says Louisiana and Texas oil companies need to ramp up production. Mike Moncla is the president of the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. He's also co-owner of Moncla Workover Drilling, a rig service company. He says it's not as simple as just getting out there and drilling.
Well, the oil companies are doing all they can to get rigs back out. Our family business, we've gone from running probably 15 rigs to 26. We're doing all we can.
Moncla also tells Fox Business it's been a challenge finding workers.
Years ago, we had 633 employees, just 7 years ago. And now, you know, we got all the way down to 150, and today we're back up to 300.
Testimony in the trial of four men plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer resumed Tuesday. Testimony in federal court heard yesterday included the defense getting a chance to cross-examine an FBI informant known as Big Dan. Prosecutors saying the four men on trial are anti-government extremists. A blind cat named NATO is doing okay after being in a North Texas animal shelter destroyed by a possible tornado. Fox 4 reporting the feline was pulled out of the rubble of the Jacksboro animal shelter. The cat was covered in dirt and water and is expected to get some vet care, but be okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.